Now, I'm delighted to say that I've got regular visitors from St. Stephen's Church with me in the studio this evening, Penny Cracknell and Carolyn Cowley. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Lovely to see you again. It feels as though it's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up. But one of the reasons for coming in to see us here at Radio Bath, you've got a couple of very special events coming up indeed, haven't you, Penny?
We certainly have.
And Caroline, you're going to tell us about one that's happening really quite soon, 21st of November. Do confess all.
Yes, well, I'm absolutely thrilled to be back on Radio Bath because you do promote us well. And I'm pleased to say that Dame Mary Berry, also known as our national treasurer and a Bathonian, she's going to give a one-off talk at St. Stephen's, the title being, excuse the pun, A Slice of Life with the Tales of Family and Faith and Untold Stories by Mary. She's going to do a book signing, so the doors will actually open from 6 p.m. for book signing and buying of her books. She'll be there armed with many books, including her latest one, which is Mary at 90. So with that, I'm going to hand over to my fellow churchwarden, Penny.
Well, Mary might be coming to see us on Friday the 21st of November, but and she might be 90, but St. Stephen's is actually 185. And the whole purpose of Mary's visit is as a Beacon of Lansdowne fundraiser, because we are charged with ensuring that the beacon that you all see from Bath high on the northern skyline, that it's going to be there for another 185 years. And it's a challenge. The challenge is that we have major structural issues. And like a lot of heritage buildings, we're woefully out of date. We need to be upgraded, new lighting, new plumbing, audio, acoustics, everything. But the aim is a bit broader because we want to be a lovely building. I mean, we're already a beautiful heritage building. We want to be a lovely modern building, but we also have a deeper aim. I mean, we are, as we said, the Beacon of Lansdowne, but we're the beating heart of Lansdowne. We were built as a church, and a church has these days so many facets. And we want to make sure that we continue not only our worship as an inclusive church, but also our outreach to the community, to bring so many people in for life events, for community activities, for all those needs which increasingly the community need, but which sadly various authorities these days can't provide. And the church has always been a warm organisation and a broad organisation. So that essentially is what we're going to start fundraising for, to make sure that Lansdowne has its beacon for another 185 years.
And Penny, how is that fundraising going? Because it's, you started quite some time ago, didn't you?
We did. We spent a lot of time preparing. And in fact, Mary's visit is going to be the launch pad for the major or the initial fundraising. We spent a lot of time doing community consultations, working out what people want, what they'd like to see on Lansdowne. So the first stage of the fundraising is basically raising somewhere in excess of £100,000, which is essentially, and ghastly as it sounds, seed funding for all the standard things that you need for any building project. Professional fees for architects, surveyors, heritage statements, all those sort of things. And all that has to be garnered from the community that already love us, from the congregation who loyally support us, and we also hope from local philanthropists who will feel pleased that they can add their support to such a great cause.
Yeah. And Carolyn, getting back to this event on the 21st of November, as you rightly say, Dame Mary Berry is considered a national treasure, isn't she?
Very much so.
I mean, years ago, I do remember taking my children because Mary Berry was turning on the Christmas lights here in Bath. That is quite a few years ago now, certainly pre-COVID and all of that. So doors open at 6 p.m. She's going to be doing a book signing. And how can people get tickets? Most important question.
They can get tickets if they go onto the website of St Stephen's Church, and there is a QR code to be filled in. And we've set up our own event as a separate entity. We're not with any others in Bath. You're coming direct to us.
And you can also go to the website for the Beacon of Lansdowne, and you'll find something that says shop. And events, and you click on that, and that, as Carolyn says, comes up with a direct booking form, so you can do it all seamlessly online with your card, and it just is ideal.
Well, as you say, seamlessly, that's what we want.
We also have to thank you, Robbie, for giving us the hashtag that we're using, Beacon of Lansdowne, or as we say, BOL. Because when we first came on board here, you said, we all know St Stephen's, and to those listeners, we are the church that's lit up high above Lansdowne, and that is our beacon.
Well, I'm really honoured and thrilled that it was one of those light bulb moments, I think. Excuse the pun. Beacon of Lansdowne, BOL, very, very important, and a very, very important building. Many of us, I use that route regularly. Many of us will use that route if we're taking a shortcut from the motorway, because coming off of Junction 18, we often come via the racecourse and come down that route. And of course, it's a joy if you're returning somewhere. I've got to tell you that if you're returning from a journey and coming off the M4 and you suddenly see the Beacon of Lansdowne, you kind of know, I know that I'm 5 minutes away from a cup of tea.
With reference to that, just to state that the church does have fantastic history. We got heritage acknowledgement, recognition, and we did a talk about 2 weeks ago, back-to-back talks on exactly what the church contains. Beautiful stained glass, as you know, fantastic artifacts. We've also got, a lot of it was built by the master masons that built Westminster Abbey, Durham Cathedral, and places like that, and it really is amazing. We're often there, nearly always there on a Saturday morning. If you want to come in, I'm happy to give anybody a tour, but it really must be saved. It's so impressive, so beautiful.
Yeah, and certainly one of the most impressive buildings in Bath.
Yes.
Let's just take a little break for a travel update here on Radio Bath. Then we're going to come back with a track that Penny and Carolyn have chosen for us today. Many of you will remember Sugar Sugar by the Archies. I'm sure that I've got older siblings, and I'm sure that we had it as a single and played it on the record player. And for those of you who can remember the record player, some years ago, but we'll give you a travel update here on Radio Bath. So we've just heard from the Archies here on Radio Bath with Sugar Sugar, the choice of my guests this evening. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Penny Cracknell and Carolyn Cowley from St Stephen's Church. They do have a very special event indeed happening on the 21st of November. It's a slice of life with Dame Mary Berry. And it's all because there's a lot of restoration work that needs to happen with St Stephen's Church, the Beacon of Lansdowne. So, Penny, maybe you can give us a little bit more detail of the actual project and what's entailed.
Yes, it's the classic refurbishment and upgrading, but there's one particular element which actually is quite, potentially could be quite unique. We're working with the University of Bath, which, as everyone will know, has a fantastic reputation for quality departments. And one of our congregation members is a professor with the engineering department. So we're potentially exploring the idea of St. Stephen's being a project, a showcase project for students to work on, to explore the opportunities for making heritage buildings highly sustainable. As everyone knows, that's always a challenge when you live in Bath. Heritage, sustainability don't go easily together. But we're very much hoping that this could be an interesting test case, and it would be all sorts of things, way beyond solar panels, something much more sophisticated. And it could be both exciting, but also open up many opportunities for other churches to look at similar projects, because we're all obviously struggling, like any household, to make our buildings as efficient and economically viable to manage as possible. So it's a really exciting window on what will be hopefully an exciting project.
Well, I think that's an amazing opportunity and an exciting project for all those students at Bath University. Am I right in saying, I mean, are we talking architectural students, engineering students, all of that, all of those will get involved in some way?
Yes, predominantly, I think, engineering, but also architecture students too. And it's an interesting project for them, because obviously this is the theme which going forward is going to be hugely in demand. And the Church of England have started to embrace the various upgrades to their heritage buildings. Lambeth Palace did a huge project recently to become highly sustainable. And we'd be so thrilled if our church in Bath was also a beacon for, you know, so many reasons, including sustainability. So, yeah, potentially it could be a really eye-opening and innovative project.
And I can see that as an opportunity for a number of students to write their dissertation.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And I mean, you know, churches in Bath, you know, including the Abbey, have a track record of being very open to exciting ideas. So, yes, definitely. It's one of the great privileges of being in Bath that you have access to so many centres of academic excellence and innovation, and so many companies also who are innovative in their own right. So we're hoping to make it very much a local project of local inspiration, innovation and high quality reinvention, if you like. So sustainability and eco is very much intertwined with a heritage project.
Yeah, well, good luck with it all. Carolyn, tell us what people can actually expect on the night.
Well, Mary has made it very clear that it's going to be informal. She wants to mingle amongst the crowd, and the church can hold 250 plus, so there'll be plenty of seats. And she just wants to talk about her faith and her feelings and her loyalty to the benefits of St Mary's and St Stephen's.
Well, I mean, it sounds as though it's going to be an amazing venue. So please, or amazing event, and it is, we already know it's an amazing venue. So please, Carolyn, just remind us again how people can access tickets.
Right, OK. Go to the website, St Stephen's Church. There is a QR code that you can buy the tickets from. You can buy as many as you like through that, and it's not with any other person, any platform, except St Stephen's Church.
Excellent.
So we've mentioned building a lot, and I'd just like to finish saying this is not about the building, not about fixing it and sorting it. It's about creating a space into a community and a cultural hub for everyone.
Thank you very much indeed, Carolyn and Penny. Great to see you both. And I'm looking forward to the evening. I've already secured my ticket. I'm going to secure a few more and persuade a few more friends and family to come along with me.
They are going out quickly. They've only just gone on sale, but my goodness me, they are going.
Okay, selling like hotcakes.
Exactly.
Excuse the pun. And looking forward to an opportunity to seeing Mary Berry. I mean, like I said, I saw her from a distance some years ago when she turned on the Christmas lights here in Bath, and you know, she's we know that she is in her own right a beacon of light, isn't isn't she?
Absolutely. All candles burning.
All candles burning. Well, we wish you every success with the event, and we'll talk to you again very soon indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.